وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا محمد. I think I need to modify your question a bit. You're asking about if there is any authentic ahadith, isn't it? Not just any ahadith. You are talking about the authentic ahadith. There is any authentic ahadith in other, you mentioned the nine books, the nine major books. I think you mean the major seven books, the seven major books. Seven. The major books is seven. What is it? Al-Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, An-Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, ومسند الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى. How become? They become seven. If you add nine, you mean you want to add Muwatta Malik, ومعاجم الطبراني, وسنن البيهقي, they gonna be ten. You understand? But no need for that. They always say أخرجه السبعة. السبعة means the seven, those who I mentioned to you. Okay. So if there's any authentic ahadith in other books than the seven, before I answer you, I would like to give you a small benefit. It's an introduction for you to understand the issue. First thing, we have Sahih al-Bukhari. Among these seven books, except Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, means the six books, the famous six books, except Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, the six books means from Bukhari until Ibn Majah, without including Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, these six books, the first book being wrote among them is Al-Bukhari. And Al-Bukhari for them is like their teacher. Okay? So Al-Bukhari wrote his book. Then Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala came and he saw the book of his teacher Al-Bukhari. And because of an issue and different ijtihad in between them, he wrote Sahih Muslim. You understand? So Sahih Muslim been built on Al-Bukhari. This is the haqq. لولا البخاري لما ذهب مسلم ولا جاء. هكذا قال الدارقطني رحمه الله تعالى. So, but he add to it other ahadith to complete the benefit of Sahih Muslim and of Al-Bukhari also. You understand? So now you must understand the ahadith in Sahih Al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, it's more than the ahadith that both books mention it without the other. Means the singular ahadith, not the muttafaq alayha, not the hadith that in both books, what is in Bukhari only, less than the ahadith that it's in Bukhari and Muslim. And what is in ahadith in Sahih Muslim only, not in Bukhari, it's less than the ahadith in Bukhari and Muslim together. You understand? Okay. Then we have Sunan Abi Dawood. After that, Sunan Abi Dawood been wrote. Okay? Have those who they say same time of, say, same, very close to Sahih Muslim, and some they said even before Sahih Muslim. You understand? So Abu Dawood, rahimahullah ta'ala, Isa ibn Surah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote, Muhammad ibn Isa ibn Surah, Abu Isa, Abu Dawood al-Sijistani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote his Sunan Abi Dawood. The Sunan Abi Dawood, also, he got a lot of benefit from Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, a lot. And his question and his study with Al-Bukhari was more than Muslim himself, rahimahullah ta'ala. So he got a lot of benefit for him, and he wrote his book. What is it? Sunan Abi Dawood. Al-Sijistani, Al-Hafiz, rahimahullah ta'ala. After that, ya akhi, barakallahu fika. So lots of ahadith in Bukhari, it's included in Sunan Abi Dawood. Lots. But Abu Dawood, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned lots of the ahadith, which is original of in Bukhari, from a different ways, and sometimes is in a different forms. And sometimes it's the same form in Bukhari. So majority of the authentic ahadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, it's in Bukhari and in the Muslim. You understand? And Abu Dawood, rahimahullah ta'ala, he have his own single ahadith, which is less than the ahadith that in Bukhari and Muslim together. I mean, the single ahadith in Abu Dawood. Then Abu Dawud rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned lots of ahadith with different forms, have few words different, even though it's the origin hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, or in Bukhari only, or in Muslim only, but have an additions, more or less. So most of time, this addition, more or less, it's a khilaf between the ulama. It's authentic or no? Because it's conflict with the form that in Bukhari and Muslim. Not just that, even conflict sometimes with the form that in Sunan Abi Dawud. Sunan Abi Dawud, he mentioned two, the hadith with two different ways. One of the forms, like the form in Bukhari and Muslim, and one of the forms have a bit of changing. So this changing always is a khilaf between the ulama. And lots of times, this extra addition is not what authentic. And sometimes it's authentic and explains to us an extra meaning for the ahadith that in Bukhari and Muslim. You understand? Then came to us Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Muhammad bin Isa bin Surah, al-Imam al-Hafiz Abu Isa. The issue is applied 100% for what? For like what's happened in Sunan Abi Dawud, it's happened exactly in the Nisa'i, for Sunan Nisa'i, for Sunan Tirmidhi, same issue. The ahadith that is only for a Tirmidhi, not in the other books, is much less than the ahadith in the other books. Means the ahadith that At-Tirmidhi mentioned it, rahimahullah ta'ala, and it exists in Bukhari and in Muslim, and in the inside the book of Abi Dawood, it's much, much, much more than the ahadith that At-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned it only in his book. You understand? And unfortunately, majority of the ahadith of which is in At-Tirmidhi only is not authentic. You understand? Which, like I said to you, is less only. It's a bit. So, barakallahu feekum. So imagine, this is for At-Tirmidhi. The ahadith inside Sunan At-Tirmidhi, which is exist in Al-Bukhari, Al-Muslim, and Abu Dawood, Sulaiman Al-Ash'ath, Al-Sijistani, rahimahullah ta'ala, it's more than the ahadith, much, much, much more than the ahadith which is inside Tirmidhi only. And this ahadith, which is singular for Tirmidhi only, lots of it is not authentic. And we have the same issue that we face in Abi Dawood, have in the Tirmidhi. Sometimes he mentioned the hadith, the form of exactly like we have in Bukhari and Muslim, and Abi Dawood. And sometimes he have different addition from different ways, and this addition is khilaf in the ulama also. And this applied for Nisa'i, and this applied for Ibn Majah. You understand? So imagine, all these books, which is the major books of Islam, majority of the authentic ahadith in it, it exists inside the whole books. That's why the chapters are the same, the name of the chapters is the same, and the benefit that we can take is the same. You understand? From here, you realize that the statement of the ulama who they said, the authentic ahadith inside these six books, which is the early books, the first book, the early books, is exist in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, majority of it. قَالَ وَلَمْ يَفُتْهُمَا مِنَ الصَّحِيحِ إِلَّا الْقَلِيلِ. What they miss from the authentic ahadith, يعني Al-Bukhari and Muslim, is little only. And all this fadl go back to Al-Bukhari, which Muslim come because of him. So from now you know what's meaning of Al-Bukhari is so noble for us. رحمه الله تعالى. Okay, what is the position of Imam Musnad al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala? Amazing, the position of Musnad al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. All these six books is inside his book rahimahullah ta'ala. Musnad al-Imam Ahmad is so big and huge. It's the biggest book in hadith exists since his time until today. All this ahadith is go back to al-Musnad. But same, Most of the authentic ahadith in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, already al-Bukhari mentioned it, wa Muslim, wa Abu Dawud, wa al-Tirmidhi, wa al-Nasai ibn Majah. It exists. Have other ahadith which is authentic in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad not been mentioned in these six books? Half, but very less. But half. But not a lot like you imagine. No. It's half exists. And sometimes is authentic by a different way for the same ahadith, and sometimes with different with a bit of addition and changing, and sometimes a whole hadith itself is authentic in Muslim Imam Ahmad and not exist in these six books. Baraka for Imam Ahmad. And you must understand, this before Al-Bukhari. And Al-Bukhari is a student of Imam Ahmad. You understand? So if this applied for these six major books, what about the books will come after, sometimes by a century and sometimes by more, like Ma'ajim al-Tabarani, Sulaiman ibn Ahmad ibn Ayyub al-Tabarani, Imam al-Hafiz. It's very difficult to say. You could find a whole hadith not exist in the old seven books that we mentioned. It's only in Tabarani and it's going to be authentic. That is very difficult. Most of the time it's not authentic. And I asked Al-Shaykh Yahya one day this question direct from my mouth to his ear. I said, do you find? He said, maybe exist, but I never find my life. He said to me that day, long time ago, maybe more than 15 years ago. So, Ya'atani Fillah, and it's true, and it's difficult. Most of it is not authentic. But Ma'ajib al-Tabarani, Usman al-Bayhaqi and others, the most of the authentic ahadith in it, it's already exist in these six major books or seven major books. So from now, you know exactly what's meaning of have other hadith in other books than the seven major books and could be authentic or not. If it's authentic really, you must understand it's been mentioned already in these great major books. And from now, you know why we call it major books. Barakallahu fiqh. Wallahu a'lam. This is my answer to you, to give it a summary in brief. And I tried my best, ya akhi, to make it easier and close to you. And I hope I give you the right and great benefits. Barakallahu fiqh. In this matter, hafizakallah.